Mishneh Brura Simen Reish Mem Gimel. We're holding in the middle of Seif Aleph. I want to be Masdar. The Mishneh Brura is coming here to say a chidush. We learned the halacha is that a person is allowed to give a sade, a field, a merchet, a swimming pool, a place that you rent to a goy in Shabbos, and two conditions are mutar me'ikar adin. If the goy takes it and he works in it, and 50% of the profit belongs to him, 50% to me, or different numbers, 40-20, or if he pays rent and all the profit goes to him. If he gets a wage and the profit goes to me, then it's also. And here the Mishneh Brura is going to say first pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, and the first halacha that me'ikar adin is mutar. And we said that in a sada that normally people do it, it's mutar. And in a merchat that people don't do it, even if you do it, that me'ikar adin is mutar, it's also mitzad mari so'ayin. So the Rambam is going on the halacha that in sada it's mutar. So the Rambam, ואף על פי שלא לוקחו אין יהודי רק לשליש של הרביע, not 50%, 20%, 30%, ויש לישראל הנוע במה שאין יהודי אוהבת בשבס, and למעשה, the guy is doing it for me, because I'm getting 70% of the profit, if it doesn't work today, I would not get the 7%, שורי, ואין יהודי עדיין נפשי אוהבת. זאת גם משלבור הדחילוש is, עשו דבר חיים כוי, תמחנו מהי רבסחיר is, that he rented it for the year, and he gets the profit, and he just pays me rent, this for sure is mutter. For whom Moses the Afaris is mutter, I'm a chaver gam can swear the kenas. It will see later in Seif Beis. And a shubir behead in Ramos speaks it out. And now the Mishneh Brura Seif Katan Yud is coming to say a big chiddush, and a chiddush that the Mishneh Brura is mechadish that loike ber heitev. As a third case that we said, a person gives a wage and he gets the profit. It has to be also. Zog the Mishneh Brura Seif Katan Aleph before, and here he speaks it out. That in Sode, it's not Osu Me'ikar Adin, only in a Merchatz, and I will explain. In a Sode, if I give him $500 a year, he works and I get the profit. Be'etzem, I could do it. Why? Because he doesn't have to work in Shabbos. Sode doesn't need work every day, consisting every day. 90%. He could work Friday, he could work Sunday, he could skip Shabbos. So why is he working Shabbos? He doesn't want to work on different days. This is called the Daita Nafshei Kovit. The Mele Zog Mishneh Brura Me'ikar Adin had to be Mutter. So not only shlish l'reviya, even a wage had to be muter. The Mishneh Brura and the Berheite, Zog the Mishneh Brura, the Leika Berheite, that it's mukir me'ikar adin. It's only also mitzad mari sa'ayin, because people don't think that sada works in such a kind of system. Big chiddush the Mishneh Brura, he brings on Seif Katan Aleph, and the Sharatzion did that the Berheite says that it's also, but we will go now like the Mishneh Brura that it's muter. Zog the Mishneh Brura, but in a merchatz, if he gets a wage, then it's also for him to work. Why? You're right, he gets $500 a year to run my swimming pool. But if he doesn't work Shabbos, I will have less profit. So I'm gaining from him working, even if I will not take off his wage, if he doesn't work Shabbos. But why he's working Shabbos? Because he wants me to have more profit. This is Asur. And for sure, if I will take off his wage, so then for sure it's Asur. Even though you would say, but he's working for his own wage. But like we know that I'm not allowed to take my factory and tell a guy, work Shabbos, you'll get a wage and profit by mine. Because this is called Schol Shel Yisrael. It's called Shlucha Shel Yisrael. Even if he's doing it for his profit, this is not called Adayta de Nafshei. This is the chiluk we said yesterday, B'Shem de Rachama, it's a chiddush. Now we'll see the Mishneh Brura inside. Rak L'Shlish, V'Davka B'Zeh Shel Yisrael Ein Yehudi Chelek B'Tvua. He gets a part of the profit of the wheat. Avon Yim Sochal Ein Yehudi La'Avon B'Kol Hashono, V'Sheit Ola Yehudi Kol HaTvua Me'asodeh. Avde bedine gam bezeh shori, why? Da ino yudi, alayt nafshei ovid, why he's working for himself? Nafim lo yizadol v'yachosh, even if he will not work this field. B'shabes yochel aseis b'cholu, b'mayr b'shvil atzmo, what would it be if he didn't do it on the last day? Even so it's mutter, because if he could have done it before. Mikol mokim osu, di yavol ulach shor di b'schir yoyim, v'lo yid lo b'aris, v'kshir lo b'soif, she'en lo shum chelik b'aperes ha'oret. It's a chidush. V'da zog de mishne burad b'merchat k'ay gavne de haynu. That Seicher Ein Yehudi Lavid B'Kol Hashono, he gives him a wage for the year. V'Sheit Ela Yehudi Kol HaRevach Shel HaShabbos is Medina also. This is also Meikar HaLoche. V'Adim Berchaim. Why? The other Sharim Mitchila B'Dina. Why I said in the Sode is Muter. Hayim Davke B'Sode V'Kadoi Me'ed Meloch Ketsuba V'Efshar Shel Hashlima B'Choleis. He could do it in different days. He doesn't have to work in Shabbos. So why is he working in Shabbos? For his own will. V'Ein Revach L'Yisrael Masha Oisa Ein Yehudi B'Shabbos. Dim Lo Yasa Yoyim Yasana B'Yim Acher. אז אמרים לדעת נפשי, אבל במרחץ ורחיים למלוך היינו קצובו, וכל יום רווח לעצמו, ידים לא יעשו, יום אחד יפסיד הישראל או יישא יום. אם כן הישראל, אם כן עיקר המלוך בשביל הישראל, Umadina also, I we said, but his mice is getting paid. So the Mishnah Berurah, my schacher yoim, the after mekabel schar, lemin adayz nafshi ovid. Why exactly? It's very schwer. And Rachamo is oimen of them. Hoil v'nena Yisrael v'lech ha-Shabbos. Now, we came with the Medina also. Here the Mishnah Berurah says the difference. If it's also in San Mari Sa'ayin, we said, then the place that there's no yid in its mutter, all different eterina, we'll see in Tzif Beis. But now that I'm telling you that the Merchus is also me'ikar adin, afilu nispa'asim sha'asa l'shoshor l'shono. V'yam uchutz latchum de'enu mishu Mari Sa'ayin, gam kino osu. Only, the only way we'll have a heter, if you give him some profit. So the Moshe person has a swimming pool, and he has a worker that gets a wage, he wants it to be opened in Shabbos. In the case that is a heter, he has to give that in Shabbos, he gets 10% of the profit. So Mishnah Berurah, the Yesh Lan Yudik, Tzav Shechelik Berevach HaShabbosis. Or Zavrin, that's an Avshay Ovi Numuto. This is the way to give a heter to the people that need a heter. For sure, only in the place that is Nispausim, and is Noch Shash Mari Sarayin, we'll see later. The Kolchik and Shabbos is another way. Shemoichor Elegamu B'chol Erev Shabbos is another way to take it over this problem. You sell him the whole faculty for Shabbos, you have to go to Meir HaRoah, Musmach Meir HaRoah, and B'shas HaTchak, you don't have an Eitzah, you sell it for him for Shabbos, but this is a Bazundar HaLoch. We'll go to Suresh Mem Gimel Seif Beis. Afilu B'merchat Etanu, that we said that it's also, because Mari Sarayin, in the case that you're a Schirus, you say you rented for the whole year and the prophet belongs to him, or he's a shooter from the prophet, Im iskiram shana achar shana, for years already everyone knows that this factory, this swimming pool is rented out and the guy has a profit for himself or a sa'arus. V'nispasum adon v'akach she'en darko lisro poyalim, there's no workers, ela la'askiram, he rents out the whole place. Or, v'chen im minag rev anshar yisra amokim la'askiram v'inu ba'arisnes, mutar la'askiram v'en yehudi v'alidon le ba'arisnes, you're allowed to do it in Shabbos and there's no gzer from Ar Yisrael. Look the Biralok Vaiter, I go, Vafilo Bemokim Isur, in a place that is a Isur of Mari Sarayin, when you could have a heter, im eina merchatz ratanu shel Yisrael. If it's not his, just he rented it out from a goy, and now he rents it to a different goy. He's an agent. Rak socho men Yehudi, v'chazo v'yizkun men Yehudi, shori. The ain't shema Yisrael, nikra olam. And here the Mishabur brings down two chidushi. One chidush Mishabur says, we'll start from Sifkot Nidalef. That you're allowed to give it to why the Sulek Echshode. If the, normally for year after year you're renting it out, everyone knows. After in Derech Shamokim, people know that by you, that you rent it out. Now, Zogim Mishnah Berurah, what if you bought it? But before you sat in it, you bought a house in Hong, you bought a factory in Hong Kong, and Miyad, you flip it and you rent it out. You're allowed to, there's no Chshash. Because it was never Shem Yisrael on it. So, Zogim Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nidalef. Every Bishem Chibus Agarinim, do I didn't call him any Yudi, but take him Kerim Shioshabo, he's killed the Nikra Shmoy Olav, he's Shis Mechazze. One Chiddush. Now, what is we said if you rented it out and then you rented it weiter? It's also. It's Mutter, I'm sorry. If you rented it from a Goy and now you rent it to a different Goy. The first Mishavu says in Sivkot Yud Gimel, what if you rented it from a Yid and you rented it out? Then it's also. Because Marsha, if they know it's yours, it's also. And if they think that belongs to the other Yud, it's also also. It's also Marisai. But if you rent it from a goy and you rent it out, it's mutter. And here the Mishnah Berurah brings down that yesh oimrim that the heter is only if the yid didn't sit in the middle. Then he bought a hotel and miyad he rented it out, or he rented a hotel and he rented it out. But if he was there for a while, it's also. Aval eliyahu rabbi v'shar achoyim kosu. If he rented it out from a goy, even if the yid was in the middle in between, and now he rents it out, it's mutter because people are manavshach. Or they know the rent, or if they don't know, they know the first buying of the rent. The Ralochi has a suffix, what would be if the Yid was there for a big while in the middle, if you also say the heter of the Eliyahu Rabbi. We'll stop here for today.